This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida station, as we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, a special thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers out there, the men and women that are getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And our Twitter handle is at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there, and you can save some money in the process. All righty, well, joining us right now, hour number two, we have from California here on the Radidio with us, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Bar closed, so they're not there.
That's right. Yeah, they've gone home.
Yep. So let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's go south to the border and see if we can spot Kamala again here one last time. Kamala, where are you? Oh, we found her. They're still dancing.
That's right.
They're still dancing down there, Guatemala City. This is like an all-nighter, Kyle.
All right, this is like an all-nighter. And if it is an all-nighter, don't forget she has to go to Mexico City today, I think. So.
Yeah, sober.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal, okay? And this is important, folks, because yesterday the Biden administration has been trying to drive the narrative of climate change, and they went down there to address a couple of things Central American country of Guatemala and Mexico, to include poverty. But the president of Guatemala, when she started to talk about the border and the climate change and all the things that were causing it, she said the reason we have the crisis at the border, or he said rather, the reason we have the crisis at the border is Joe Biden.
It's Joe Biden. Well, that's exactly right. And what a blow that must be. You know, you're the vice president. You've gone all this way in order to try to, you know, sort of capitalize on this idea of climate change and so forth. And it just gets sort of thrown right back at you by the head of state of the country you're visiting. And it looks kind of bad, doesn't it? But obviously nobody believes the climate change sort of rhetoric about that, only because we know in many ways why people are fleeing different places in the world, but it's not the climate change.
Well, the president of the Senate in waiting, AOC, ripped into Harris yesterday in her immigration comments as the vice president tried to clarify the administration's stance during the Guatemala trip, and she called it disappointing and a few other things and just tore right into Harris.
Well, see, yeah, that's very significant because all is not well in Democrat socialist land or something. At the very least, the vice president is getting a very, very fast education in the real big leagues of politics and how it can turn at a moment's notice to where suddenly, I mean, she's probably very surprised by all that, I think.
Now, the other thing that happened yesterday was Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And why she is even in Congress is beyond me, trampled the flag again by saying that she compared America to terrorist groups and pointed to unthinkable atrocities. Well, we don't do anything like what she was speaking about, and she better pay close attention to where she came from.
Well, exactly, yes. America is not the Taliban. We don't have the atrocities she's talking about. She's trying to glom on to whatever
she can. And
we
don't marry our brothers in this country.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And I'm glad you asked the question, why is she in Congress? Well, she didn't get elected to Congress in order to do congressional things, to represent her district and to, you know, how a bill becomes a law and that kind of stuff. She's there as a platform, there to destabilize, from what we can tell, because again, she's not really following the usual pathways that American politicians do when they join Congress.
And Joe Biden has got several things that are going to come back to bite him. Right now, the UN nuclear watchdog has said that recent North Korean activity is a serious concern for the region. It looks like they're firing up their nuclear system again.
Well, exactly. And why not? In the sense from their perspective, because they know that there's no big bad President Trump around anymore who will actually take really decisive action and be someone who's going to do what they say and say what they do. They understand that President Biden and the Biden administration, they're dealing with all kinds of problems. China, not the least of it, of course, and all these other Middle East. They're going to take their opportunities.
Yep. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, Iran is also in the mix here, too. They are getting very busy and very active as the Biden administration is getting antsy and wants to have those talks with Iran. Iran doesn't want to talk to us. They want to keep doing what they're doing. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ron Edwards, and you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Captain.
You know, I got to give Ron credit. He tries, but somewhere along the line, he still manages to screw it up. And it just is what it is. Oh, boy. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in on this one. You know, Kyle, you just can't make this stuff up, can you?
That's right.
He's never been able yet to get the name of the show right. And by the way, I will be on his show today called The Ron Edwards American Experience.
That's right. Yep.
I'll be on at 3 o'clock, so you can go over to his website, theronedwards.com, to find out more about where you can hear it. And there you go. Now, I want to talk about the fact that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, again, Mike Lindell. And he's going to be in Florida here in the not-too-distant future. He and Donald Trump are going to be doing a couple of things somewhere. Don't know where the somewhere is yet, but we do know that there are going to be some rallies here, and we heard about it yesterday with Bill O'Reilly. It's going to be here along with Donald Trump. Let's see, where's he going to be? He's going to be in here to the Sunrise, Florida, which is down there in South Florida, on December 11th, and then he's going to have three more venues, and we'll have to wait to see where that's going to go. So a lot of things transpiring here a little bit later in the summer.
That's exactly right. And, people are getting out and about to go out to these kinds of things, and that's a good thing.
Yep, and again, folks, MyPillow brings you this portion of the program, MyPillow.com, the website. Go over to the website, MyPillow.com, check and see all the different things they've got for sale and the specials they've got there. Tremendous savings, lowest price ever on the MyPillow premium pillows. All you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything you see there, and you'll get the discounted prices. The promo code is one word, CAPTAIN, on MyPillow.com, and save yourself a bunch of money. All right, well, Kyle, the former McDonald's CEO has warned that the $15 minimum wage directly will contribute to fast food industry's automation push
And we will have a bunch of automated order spaces where you walk in like you did before, I might add, you walk in like you did before, and you place your order in a kiosk.
Yeah, I don't see how it couldn't be anything other than that, because, again, you know, it's this is one of those things where when there are mandates of some sort like this, business, especially businesses trying to operate on these kinds of margins, they will find a way in order to save money. What it's really going to do in the end is it's going to keep a lot of jobs away from especially young people who need an entry-level job and so forth, because they're going to go to this automation. It's just inevitable, it looks like, at this point.
Yeah, very much so. And we mentioned this briefly in passing. I didn't mention it with you because I didn't have the info yesterday, but I'm going to mention it now. 10,864 Venezuelans have poured into the Texas border region. Never mind the fact that we've got everybody else coming, but you don't hear that talked about a lot, do you?
Well, no, and that's up from, what, 135 or something?
The year before.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is that's a full-blown crisis that is happening, and the numbers, you know, back that up completely. There's no way that they're going to process all these people coming across the border, and especially unaccompanied children. I mean, the very fact that there's so much danger involved in this is really something. And the Biden administration, Captain, they just go on their merry way. They know that they're not going to get really criticized by the media, who sort of helps to prop up the illusion of that everything's just fine and there's not really a crisis and this kind of thing. And so it's really, really abhorrent.
Yeah, and Jeff is in the chat room going nuts.
Yeah, he is. I see that he is. That's right.
All right. Well, we talked about Iran a few minutes ago, but now I'm going to elaborate on it because I told you I was going to come back with their nuclear program. Now, the United States still does not know whether or not Iran is ready to resume their compliance with its 2015 nuclear deal. And if Tehran continues to violate the pact, the breakout time it needs to amass enough fissile material for a single nuclear weapon will shrink to a matter of weeks.
You know, again, Captain, you know, we see what's happening in the various crises now that are besetting the Biden administration. But what's happening in the Middle East perhaps is going to be singular in its potentiality to really cause a massive conflict. And if Iran is able to build that weapon, if they haven't built one already, whatever the case may be, they are going to go for broke at some point. And, you know, the Biden administration is not really doing much to stop it. They're actually trying to get back on board with the ridiculous John Kerry Obama deal.
Yeah, and that's not going to work either. Now, some really good news yesterday. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, signed some bills that are going to fight the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the United States of America. For example, we talked about this, all this land that they own, China, that is, in Texas, and they are putting together a facility not very far away from a United States Air Force base.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit. Remember, there was a commercial. This is many, many years ago, where you had the guy who's going to sell you the motor oil, and I forget it. It might have been Quaker State, but it was like you could pay me now or pay me later was the log line in the commercial. You could change your oil religiously and have a good motor. But in this case, Captain, I think what DeSantis is doing, he's trying to set the stage for, we have to take care of these kinds of influential issues now, because we're going to wake up one day and we're not going to be able to take the action that we need to take to stop such influence.
Okay, I just got an email from Kathy in Denver listening to us on KNUS 710 The Answer. And hello, Kathy. Hope you're doing well. She says, Captain, did you hear Tucker Carlson? He said Kamala Harris's plan for the border crisis is bribery.
Well, yeah, because they want to send money right to these countries.
Well, they think that's going to solve it. But the problem is, Kyle, every time they send money to Central or South America, it doesn't go where it's supposed to.
Well, exactly right. But it, what it is, it's the only tangible thing that they could come back with some press release or something to say, we're sending all this money because we're trying to help. And then it'd be, oh, kudos to you. You've done this wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But you're right. To see if it ever gets where
it's supposed to go. And I heard him say yesterday, and we're going to make sure that the money goes where it's supposed to be spent for what it's supposed to be spent for. Yeah, we're going to do that. Well, they haven't done it yet.
No, and of course, then later on down the line we'll hear, we need to have a congressional commission to figure out where this money went. Because
well,
it never went where it's supposed to go.
For God's sake, look at Afghanistan. Look at Iraq. Look at the money that's gone there. And Karzai, he was the first, what, the prime minister of Iraq?
Right.
Okay. Or no, he was Afghanistan, sorry.
Right,
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
They don't even know how much money he got, but they know that there's billions that were sent overseas in the Swiss banks.
Exactly right. Yeah, so, there's ways to go about it, but, again, it's, in other words, the vice president's South American tour, or I should say the tour to Guatemala and Mexico, Latin American tour, she has to come out, you know, just with this sort of wonderful success. And that's how they try to prop all that up.
Well, the rhythm is going to get her because she's been doing the Ra-Cha-Cha dance down there in Guatemala. What's she going to do when she gets to Mexico, the Mexican hat dance?
Well, I think it's going to be more eye-opening stuff for her. She's going to start figuring out pretty quick that, you know, this is not a simple issue in terms of what's happening in these different countries. But that's why President Trump had the right idea in the sense that, okay, look, these are the policies we're going to have. We're going to have the stay in Mexico policy for asylum. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And we're going to at least try to manage this issue much more smartly as opposed to what the Biden administration did, which was just tear it all down and let's see what happens.
By the way, did you see what the United States Supreme Court did in regards to the military draft?
This had to do with only drafting particular age groups or something like that.
Yeah, to draft all males?
All males, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they rebuffed the challenge to the all-male military draft sign-up by allowing women to be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They said, nope, wasn't intended that way, nope.
Right, yeah, so that's pretty interesting. You know, I don't know that there's a huge lot of support for that kind of thing.
Well, the women don't want to be in the military. That's a thing of last resort for them, I think.
Well, exactly. And you know what, though? Here's the thing. I mean,
that's one hell of a way to get a job.
Well, that's true. But back, let's say, in World War II, the women were so integral when they, Rosie the Riveter, went and built planes. My goodness, we would never have won.
Well, hold that thought, because we might talk about Rosie the Riveter when we come back. But actually, we got some things to talk about. We're going to talk about the UFO situation, the report that's coming, because Russia's going to be involved in it, mentioned in it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the criminal DarkSide group accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation was hit with a ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4.
Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that was Brooke from Brooke Says, Brooke Talks America. You hear her on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday with me, and her program is heard here on our flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a very happy and contented Geico customer for over 18 years right now, and I can tell you that if you want to find out more about them, just go to their website, Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com. And while you're over there, you can ask to get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV or a boat, and they can insure all of the above. And if you really want to get a really good rate, they can get your homeowner's insurance for you over there. They can cover you for that, renter's insurance, condo insurance. And if you bundle it all together, you will save a bunch of money, just like I have been able to. And knock on wood, once you get with them, every year you get a 10% safe driving discount for being a safe driver. And that adds up very quickly in the mix, believe me when I tell you, very quickly. So, Geico, GEICO.com, the place to go. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump have been friends for a number of years, and they are going to team up for a history tour at least four venues in Florida and Texas. Now, we do know the first one they're planning on having is December 11th in Sunrise, Florida, with tickets up for sale 6 months in advance. So that means the tickets will start selling this month online, I'm sure. And it's the history tour with Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump making joint appearances. So that should be very interesting. But Donald Trump is also going to be going out and about and making masterful rally presence known in various states. And by the way, Mike Lindell is going to be with him for some of those. That's what we understand. So it's really going to get interesting.
I think it really will. O'Reilly, of course, a powerhouse in his own right. President Trump, of course, teaming up with them. It's really going to be interesting to see, you know, what they do. I like that it's called the History Tour, and I can't resist. I would say, like the Beatles would say, but at this point, roll up for the Magical History Tour with O'Reilly and Trump. I mean, it does sound exciting.
Yeah. Now, I see Jeff is cheering it up in the chat room still.
He is. He's sending us a lot of great stuff tonight.
Okay. He's finding all these pictures, I guess, on the Internet and posting them in there for people to see. That's mm-hmm. okay. That's okay. Okay. And, again, hello to Maria. Hello to LJ. I think LJ was, let's see, who's in there right now? Let me look and see. Okay. Hello to Amanda. Hello to Sam the Paperman. Hello to Bill. Hello to Lynn up in Cape Cod. Hello to our Bill down here, Bill Bunkley. Hello, the Watchdog on Wall Street is in there doing his stuff. Hello to Tammy Martin. Hello to Sony up in Wisconsin. Hello to the other folks that are in there. We got 62 more people. Wow. Okay. They're staying busy, aren't they?
Exactly. That's good.
All right. Let's talk about the UFO probe, which is coming. We're going to hear a report here in the not-too-distant future, right?
Yes, that's what we're supposed to hear, yes.
Well, we're also hearing now, being teased, that it may also show that China and Russia dominate the United States in what's called New Tech Frontier.
Yeah, but it's going to be really interesting because this has been being rolled out over the last few months or so, it would seem. But a lot of these reports, especially authenticated video, that doesn't mean it's a spaceship, but it's an authenticated video
of something.
Of something, exactly. This actually occurred around a Navy ship off the coast of California, that kind of thing. But what it is, and is it because what they're reporting these things doing seem to be go beyond traditional technology. But that being said, you know, Captain, the idea of UFOs and so forth has been used as a sort of an open cover, as it were, mm-hmm. for development of other aircraft like the stealth fighter. And people mm-hmm. say, I saw this thing do that. And they say, okay, well, maybe it was a spaceship, but it was really a stealth fighter in development. Mm-hmm. You never know. And so, but it'll All be right. interesting to see what this report says.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. And I believe we have Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. I'd like to speak on our religious rights just to pray. America, let your voices reverberate that talking box in your throat. We are in the fight of our lives, just as Israel is, to hold on to our religious beliefs. The Democrats have embraced full-blown Marxist communism that bears no association to thy Father God. In fact, it is the very opposite of embracing Satan's rule. Christians in America, this is your opportunity to shine and be a soldier in the army of the Lord. When you leave this earth, you will be judged on how much you fought for the sanctity to be able to pray. Captain, I thank New Yorker Todd. We listen and hear you. Thank you for being a high decorated soldier in the army of the Lord. Miss Rosemary, a high general in Guard's Army, thank you for all you've done. And thank the radio station, Captain, and West Coast Kyle. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. And, yeah, it's true. I mean, the Democrats are trying to force their cancel culture. They have no need for religion. Matter of fact, they had no need for D-Day, which was the first time I can honestly say I've never heard an American president mention D-Day on D-Day.
Well, that's very right. That's very significant because, again, it does show, again, it's the bait and switch. You know, Joe Biden's going to be this, you know, traditional sort of president. He's going to bring us together, yada, yada, yada. But, nope, they actually have a whole different plan, it seems.
Yeah, and what did he instead talk about?
He talked about something else. It escapes me momentarily what that was, but it was certainly
talked about the 1619 project.
There you go. Yeah,
and the blacks. Yep, that's what he talked about on D-Day.
Well, but again, that's signaling in terms of where they think the real political cachet is going to be right now. But
it's not.
It's not. I mean, obviously to snub D-Day for literally anything else at this point is just a real affront to those who stormed those beaches. I can't imagine the level of fear and bravery to overcome that fear to land at the beach or parachute into the area. I mean, this is just a major, major thing. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Those units knew when they went in to D-Day, those units knew that in some cases 90% of them weren't going to come back. All right, real quick, let me get over here. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Just
make it quick.
Yeah, one thing on the UFOs, Captain. I see these infrared pictures, and they got something that looks like a flying pyramid spinning around. So in my opinion, these things are either real from outer space or they're somehow faked up, because there's no way that any terrestrial people are going to make a flying pyramid. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, maybe Backgammon Bob made them and threw them up. Maybe it's a drone.
Yeah, in other words, yeah, we know that something, we don't know exactly what it is, and Senator Marco Rubio is talking about being a national security issue, and it's probably right. And
well,
it's just that if you don't know what's flying around you.
It is when you got something flying around the sky. Now, let's go real quick out to Nevada, because GOP leaders out there expect the former Nevada Attorney General, Mr. Laxalt, who is the son of the former senator and governor that was out there, Paul Laxalt, to run for the U.S. Senate.
Yes, that's what we hear. That's what we hear. And, of course, Nevada, as being a blue state these days, we'll see how that goes.
Well, Nevada should be ashamed of themselves for being a blue state, but I get it. That's where a lot of illegals wound up, because they're working in the gambling industry.
Well, right, right. But again, the issues of economy, the issues of jobs and opportunity, I think could weigh heavily, obviously, coming up in these midterm elections.
Yep. And the Supreme Court ruled against the permanent residency right for illegal migrants. Kudos. Way to go, guys and gals.
Yeah, and then we'll listen very carefully for renewed calls to pack the court.
Oh, yeah. I already heard that. I already heard that yesterday.
Yeah.
Speaking of packing the court, we're going to pack the truckers' highways here in a minute. But we are going to take a break, and we are going to be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And again, this program is all about we the people. There is no I, me, or mine. What I do here, folks, it's about we the people on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the captain. We talk about America with great guests like Kyle Warren and Denise Simon and Chris Markowski and Frank Silvato and Ron Edwards, who will be around in hour number four. By the way, I got to get it right. Ron Edwards.
I think you got it. Yeah.
I did that time.
Yeah.
All right.
We love Ron. Yeah,
we do. All right, hold that thought. And, of course, then there's a bookster, Book Says, from Book Talks America. And the other folks that call in, and our regular callers, too. And good morning to everybody in the chat room chiming in. All right, I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me.
You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, Donna Fiducia up there again, up in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And again, a big hoo-ha to everybody in Fort Benning. We heard from somebody in Fort Benning during the first hour, and I got to go back and find out who it was and whether or not they will let me mention their name. Okay, now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there to the Pilot or Flying J. Tell them you were listening to us talk about them on the radio, and I said you could get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Well, you can, and then become a member of the Drivers Club, where you get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, and for the supplies you buy in the store. All right, it's a Prince kind of night. Here we go, Jeff. Hold on to something. Little Prince, 1999, and we made it a doubleheader tonight with Prince. And, Kyle, I'll tell you what, that guy must be double-jointed the way he was bouncing around in that video.
Well, yeah, Prince, he had it all. He really did. He was a very good musician, a wonderful songwriter, and, yeah, he could dance as well. So that was really something. And so sad he was gone way before his time.
Was he out of Minnesota?
I think he was. I think that's where he lived, to be honest. I think it was near in Minneapolis or thereabouts. And
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he had it all.
I'm going to read a statement and then turn it over to you out west now. Flash and urban and small stream flooding along with isolated river flooding is possible from Arkansas through Kentucky through Wednesday. Severe thunderstorms they're going to be possible across portions of the northern plains through Thursday. Critical fire weather conditions are forecast right now through Wednesday across portions of the Great Basin, shifting into the central Rockies for Thursday. So what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, out west, we still have these wildfires burning in Arizona. Some 100,000 acres have already burned. We've got a lot of evacuations in those areas. And then also, we're still looking at the closures of some of these state highways, U.S. 60 from Superior to Top of the World, SR-77 from Globe to Winkleman, SR-177 from Superior to Winkleman, and U.S. 70 is closed to semis and commercial traffic. It looks like, I believe, from mile marker 272 through 302. But again, this is happening all over the state of mostly in southern Arizona. And then the smoke is going over into northwestern New Mexico. So Albuquerque, Santa Fe, you're also going to be affected by this. Fire weather warnings all through western Denver, all through the state of Utah, and covering almost all of Nevada, as well as wind advisories in central California. And some of that looks like it's dropped off since last hour, Captain. Most of the wind advisory now in the still near Bakersfield, near Edwards Air Force Base, and then, of course, in Ridgecrest, that's along Highway 14, I believe. So if you're in that area, you've got those strong winds to contend with.
Well, up in North Dakota, around Fargo, you still have a severe thunderstorm watch. The big weather seemed to have broken up since the last hour, and that's a good thing. Up there around Duluth, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch headed in the general direction of Duluth. Certainly going to get rain in the not-too-distant future. South of Minneapolis, you've got flood watch and severe thunderstorm watch as well. And then moving on down into Oklahoma, central part and eastern part of Oklahoma, you've got flood watches there. The southeastern corner of Oklahoma tonight, you've got flood warnings there. Because if you're coming out of Texas on I-30 headed up towards Little Rock, you're going to be in rain all the way from just east of, you know, let's see here, about Rockwall all the way to Little Rock, certainly. And then you're going to have some flood watching, flood warnings, rather, all the way back west almost to the Oklahoma line, as well as the entire central half of Arkansas tonight. So be advised of that. Now, down in Texas tonight, Fort Stockton, you have got a extreme heat advisory there. It was 95 a little while ago when we started the show down there along the border. And then down there in Harlingen and McAllen, high heat warnings down in there. It was 90 as of an hour ago. Haven't checked the temperature this hour. Up there along Lake Michigan, things are a little cool up there. And with the warmer air coming that way, you could have some problems up there in the not-too-distant future. We'll see. Meantime, your daughter in Chicago is enjoying the heat because it's still hot up there in Boston.
Yeah,
still
Boston.
Hot up there in Boston and Philadelphia, New York City, Long Island, all of that. You're going to have temperatures in the 90s again today, approaching 95 degrees. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. Now we're going to drift down over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, good morning to you.
All right, good morning.
Kamala yesterday was not prepared for the answer that she got from the Guatemalan president when she sat there and was talking all about climate change and this, that, and the other, and how they were going to help them get their economy back on track, and because climate change was a big reason for the people coming into the United States, and he said, no, the problem is Joe Biden.
I think that she got her tushy handed to her yesterday.
Correct.
And when she meets with Obrador in Mexico, it's not going to be any different because, remember, it was, what, a month or so ago, maybe even longer than that, that Mexico's President Obrador said that Biden, I think, was the migrant president.
Yep.
So, you know, the policy people in the Biden White House is the one that wrote the speech for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're obviously pushing all this ridiculous nonsense. But she clearly didn't have any kind of session with the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
State Department appears, and I'm not a big fan of Tony Blinken, but appears to be getting at least many things right. But Kamala, not so much, and this White House, not so much. In fact, I don't think that they're paying too much attention to the State Department to begin with.
Well, that's kind of obvious from where I'm sitting, but then again, they're trying to push a narrative, and their narrative just didn't hold any water.
Well, that's pretty much what I said. It's the
yeah.
White House that's writing the speeches and the policy positions. And they're not even checking with their own agency people.
Okay, let's see here. Jeff is chiming in here. Thank goodness we have the highways. They act as an artificial fire barrier to help slow down the spread of the wildfires. Yeah, we got wildfires out west that we might mention in a little bit. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, sign up for the daily sit rep and the articles that she writes. You'll get them when she writes them. Meantime, I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 8.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.